Hare Krishna. So let's start with the first verse of Bhagavad Gita and let's take a dip in this nectarian verse. So here it goes. Dhritarashtra uvacha dharmakshetre kurukshetre samaveta yutsavah mamakah pandavaschaiva kimma kurvata sanjaya. So here the first verse is spoken by Dhritarashtra. So entire Bhagavad Gita consists of 700 verses and we have multiple people speaking in these verses. So we have Krishna, the main person, who is speaking the various verses. Then Arjuna is asking various questions to Krishna. Then we have a personality called Sanjaya who has spoken some verses. And only one verse is spoken by this person whose name is Dhritarashtra, the father of all the Kauravas, headed by Duryodhana. So in this verse, if I now explain the meaning of this verse, you'll get to know that how humorous this verse is. So it says, Dhritarashtra uvacha. Who spoke? Dhritarashtra spoke. And to whom? Sanjaya. Oh, Sanjaya. Now what did he speak? Dhritarashtra uvacha, dharma kshetre kurukshetre. So he is actually quoting a place. He's talking about a place. He's talking about Kurukshetra. And he is saying it is Dharmakshetra. Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yutsavaha. All the army came together. Samaveta Yutsavaha. Yutsavaha means desiring to fight. They all came together. Who all came together? Mamakaha. He is saying Mamakaha, my sons. And Pandavaha, the sons of Pandu. And then he is asking a question to Sanjaya. Kimakuruvata? What did they do? Now, it's but obvious, two parties have come to fight on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and now this person is asking, what did they do? Are Baba, they have come to fight, they'll fight, what else they'll do? But then, there's a deeper meaning, to this verse. Let's try to understand that now, one by one. The first question that we'll try to answer is, see, Dhritarashtra could have asked this question to anyone, but why is he asking it to Sanjaya only? So for your information, Sanjaya was the secretary of Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya was the disciple of Vyasadev. And by the mercy of Vyasadev, Sanjaya, sitting in the palace with Dhritarashtra, he was able to envision what was happening on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So basically, Sanjaya was giving the live commentary of what was going on that battlefield. And so Dhritarashtra knew this and Dhritarashtra was asking Sanjaya about various happenings at the battlefield. Now the next thing here is, why is Dhritarashtra asking such an obvious question? Why? What is the reason? What is going on in the mind of Dhritarashtra? The first thing is, Dhritarashtra had a desire. He was desirous of something. And what was that? He wanted his sons to win the battle and take over the kingdom. This was the first thing that was going on in his mind. The second thing that was there in his mind was, he was doubtful, already he was doubtful of what? The possibility of his son's victory. Why? Now see, he himself is saying, how do we understand that he is doubtful about this? He himself is saying, dharma kshetre kurukshetre. So he is saying that Kurukshetra is a holy place. And who are the holy people? Pandavas. So it's like for the Pandavas, Kurukshetra is like the home ground. So, he very well knew that the holy place will influence the holy people or pious people and the Pandavas are those pious people and surely their strength will be greater. So, he was doubtful thinking, I guess my son will lose. This is the first, this is the second thing. What was the third thing? Third thing was he was fearful. Now, what was the fear? The fear was that his sons might compromise. What do I mean by compromise? Compromise means the sons, they might lose the animosity against the Pandavas and they might just give the kingdom to Pandavas and they might come home. Now, why was Dhritarashtra feeling this? He was feeling this because he was thinking, maybe the holy place might influence my sons also. And because of that, they might lose the animosity, they might become dharmic. And they might give up the kingdom. And this Dhritarashtra never wanted. And the final thing that was going on in his head was, he was hopeful. This is a positive thing. He was hopeful that under the influence of the holy place, the Pandavas may renounce their claim on the kingdom. For what? For two things. To avoid the bloodshed, and second, to stop or to avoid the degradation of family tradition. So this was the hopeful state which Dhritarashtra was in. So these are the four things which was going on in the mind of Dhritarashtra. See, just imagine, this verse is so deep. After, you know, going through all this, you know, all these four things are running in his mind, and then he's asking this question, "Oh Sanjaya, what happened? What did they do?" Now the next thing to understand in this verse is Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre. So Kshetra, this word is very nice, Kshetra. And there's a hidden meaning to that, and Prabhupada gives the description of that hidden meaning. Please refer to the last few lines of the purport of Srila Prabhupada from Bhagavad Gita as it is. So here we go, I read it for you. As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out, so it is expected. Okay, by the way, what does it mean? As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out. So the field, basically Kshetra or field means the place now which grows. So here we are talking about a paddy field where the crops will be grown. So now when the crops grow, along with that, weeds also grow. So that is what is that's what we are talking about. So here it is said that as in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out, as the weeds are taken out, so it is expected from the very beginning of these topics that in the religious field of Kurukshetra, so we are talking about a Kshetra, a field, which is Kurukshetra, and Dhritarashtra himself said that field is Dharma Kshetra, the field of Dharma. And there, on that battlefield of Kurukshetra, what is given here? On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where the father of religion, Shri Krishna, was present. Now what is he going to do? What is Shri Krishna going to do? The unwanted plants like Dhritarashtra's son, Duryodhana and others would be wiped out, and the thoroughly religious persons headed by Yudhishthir would be established by the Lord. Like a farmer removes the weeds, you know, from the field, similarly, the father of religion, Krishna, would be removing the weed, that is Duryodhana and his entire army. And he is going to make sure that the nice crops grow. That is, the Dharma grows. And who is representing Dharma? The Pandavas, headed by Yudhishthir. Look at the depth of this particular verse, and look at the purport that Srila Prabhupada is giving. Now, one last thing that we're going to discuss now is, we discussed about Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yutsavaha. Let's discuss the third line. Mama Kaha Pandavaschaiva. So here we understand the mentality of Dhritarashtra, and this is a learning for all of us. There's a takeaway for all of us from this first verse. What is that? He's saying Mama Kaha. So when he's saying Mama Kaha, he is differentiating between the two. That is, his sons and the sons of Pandu. See, ideally, he should take care of both his own sons and the sons of Pandus. And both of them together are called as Kurus, the Kauravas. But here Dhritarashtra, he's so duplicit. You know, internally he has got that difference. That, you know, these are my sons and those are, you know, Pandu's sons, they are not mine. And here it's very clear from the statement that he has got natural hatred towards the sons of Pandu. Now, what is the learning for all of us? This personality was so duplicit. You see how much anxiety this person had, how much fear this person had. So, anyone who is duplicit, anyone who is a hypocrite, that person can never be peaceful, can never be satisfied. And more importantly, such a person can never please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of life. He can never do that. So in this way, one thing that all of us have to do is, we have to cultivate this quality of simplicity. Very, very, very important. And how can we do this? Very simple. So already that quality is there within us, but it is covered. So by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When that cleansing will happen, automatically these qualities will manifest, and one of the important qualities that will manifest is simplicity. So all the ones who are having this desire to please Krishna, to give pleasure to Krishna, should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so that one day we will get this quality or revive this quality of simplicity. So this is it for today. So we have discussed the various aspects of this. So two things I would request all of you all to do. The first one is, I'm sure all of you have got some understanding after watching this video. So in the comment section, please type in whatever you have understood. First thing. Second, in the description block, there is a link for quiz. So I would request that please attempt that quiz, and that will tell how much we have gained from this video. And in the description block, we have also pasted the Sanskrit verse, the translation, and also the purport. So you can go through that. So thank you very much. Let's meet tomorrow. Hare Krishna.